In today's Mishnah, it's from the second and third Mishnah from the first Perek Masechta Sotah. So Mishnah now continues what we began yesterday, and the Mishnah asks, Ketzad Mekanela. Yesterday we talked about the fact that before the entire process of Sotah can even begin, the husband would have had to have warned her, pre-warned her, of being in seclusion with a particular individual. So Mishnah says, Amarla, if she said to her, Bifnei Shneim, in front of two witnesses, Al Tidabri Imishplano, I don't want you to talk to a particular individual, V'dibra Imo, and she's talked to him, it's not even defined as a kinoi, it's not even defined as being in the parasha of Sota, so therefore she would still be able to return home and be with her husband. If she was the wife of a Kohen, it would not affect their marriage whatsoever, and she would be able to continue to eat Truma. She's not defined as a Sota. However, if he says, I don't want you to be in seclusion with Ish Plodi, with this particular individual, and Mishnah continues, Nichnasa imo lebeta seter, and she was witnessed going to seclusion with him, v'shahata imo kadei tuma, and she was in seclusion with him for a period of time that she may have been able to have an affair in that time span, then asura l'veita v'asura l'chol b'truma. Already then, she's defined as a sota. She would be asura to her husband, they wouldn't be able to be together, and also she would no longer be able, if she was the wife of a kohen, but she herself was a Bas Israel, from that point she would no longer be able to eat Truma. That is, until the process of Sotah is carried out and is cleared up whether or not she actually did go about and have an affair. V'im met, if the husband dies prior to the whole process of Sotah being performed, then we say, choletzet v'lo mityabemet. Then the Sotah would be asur to the Yabam, and he would have to perform chalitza to her. So just to recap this concept, if you remember, if a man passes away without having any children, then his brothers are required to either perform Yibum or Chalitza. Yibum is where he effectively marries her, and Chalitza is where, through the process, she's able to go and marry who she pleases, but she's required, the process of Chalitza has to be performed, we learned about this back in Yevamot, before she can actually go and marry anybody else. So the Bartanur explains that when the Torah first, where a man sees in his wife Matzaba Ervat Davar, finds a matter of Erva, an issue that much like the Hates we're dealing with now, and says, Vayatzam Beitova Chavet Ali Shacher. The Pasuk says she leaves his house and must go and be with, or to marry, another person. So the Chachamim and Darish, the fact that Yatzavayat Ali Shacher, clearly by a divorce, that would mean she would be able to go and marry somebody else. So we say in Darshinan, we learn from this that it's Acher, somebody else, and not the Yabam. So specifically, it excludes this case, such that if she's defined as Sota, she hasn't had the process of Mayim Marim, this process of Sota hasn't been performed yet, and the husband passes away, the Yabam would not be able to perform Yibum. They should not marry one another, because it said Vayitzar Yishacher. However, much like the husband would still be required, if the original husband was still alive, he'd have to divorce her, so too the Yabam would have to perform Chalitz to permit her to marry somebody else. So Mishnah continues, Ve'elu, the following case we're about to learn, Asrut Melechol Truma, would be cases where the woman, if she was a Baalat Kohen, meaning she's a Bas Israel, married to a Kohen, and the only reason why she can eat Truma, consume Truma, is because she's married to a Kohen, in these situations she'd be Asur to do so, to continue eating Truma. For example, Ha'omeret, if she admits, these are cases of Sota, she was pre-warned, witnessed in seclusion, and then she admits, she says, yes, Tme'ani, I did have an affair. In that situation, we say, once you say Tme'ani, she would be not be able to eat Truma anymore. Now, if you recall, when you finished Masechta Nedarim, and not so long ago, we said that if a woman says Tme'ani, then she'd have to bring a proof. However, in this situation, since we've already had the pre-warning, and the circumstances such that might suggest she's probably saying the truth, therefore she's believed when she says Tme'ani, and she would be asked to return back to her husband, which was Basco, and she can no longer eat Truma, and he would give her a get, and she wouldn't receive a ketubah. Let's continue. V'shabau edim she'itmeah. Alternatively, if she didn't admit it, but witnesses witnessed the fact that when she was in seclusion, she actually had an affair. That would be another case that has a similar law. Similarly, if she says, v'ha'omeret, eini shota, so she's being brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and she says, I do not want to drink mei sota. I am tahor, I am innocent, I know for a fact I'm innocent, however, I do not want to drink this mei sota. In that situation, provided it's early enough in the process, we'll learn about it later on, then she would ask you to her husband, because the may sort of haven't confirmed her innocence, and she would be divorced, but she would not receive her ketubah. Consequently, as well, she would not, even prior to that, she would not be able to eat truma any longer. V'shaba'ala in rotze lashkota. If the husband says, brings her to, again, for the whole process to be a form, he says, you know what, I don't want to make her drink it. In that situation, we don't force her to do so, and nonetheless, she would be asked to return to him. However, she would be divorced, and in that case, since it's him saying, I don't want her to drink the Mesota, then he would give her a ketubah. And similarly, v'sheba'ala ba'aleha b'derech. The final case is that if after the kinui and the stira, prior to the whole process of sota, their husband or wife were together, in that situation, we say that mei sota doesn't work anymore. The mei sota wouldn't be able to clarify innocence, and if it should be asur to her to return to him and asur to eat truma. I should add one more very important point. I've been explaining this Mishnah so far that we're dealing with a case where the Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen and she's not allowed to eat truma anymore because she's only allowed to eat truma by way of simply being the husband of, it's a wife of a Kohen, her husband being a Kohen. However, the Batanura in the very first comment, I neglected to mention this, is that she'd be asur forever, even if she was a Bat Kohen, meaning even if she, in the case if she was divorced and she returned back to her father's house normally, if she was a Bat Kohen and in the normal case of marriage, she divorced and went back to her father's house, she'd be able to continue to eat truma. In this situation, because we're dealing with a case where either she's been confirmed to have an affair, or the mei sota can no longer clarify whether she had an affair or not, in that situation, would no longer be able to eat truma anymore. Let's continue. What would happen if the process was going to proceed? Meaning, we're after kinui, after stira. Mishnah says, Ketza or sela, what will we do? Molichala beit din shabota makam. The first step is take her to beit din in the city. Almost, and then once the beit din determine, yes, indeed, you've done the kinui, we've clearly got the witnesses for stira, a single witness for stira. Now you've got to go to the base of Mikdash. Then Mosrin law, we would hand him Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. Two Talmid Chachamim will go along with the two of them as they go to Yerushalayim. The reason for that is, as we've mentioned, is that if they have a relationship with one another prior to the process may sort, it wouldn't work anymore. And as we've just mentioned, in that case, they would be answered to each other and have to get divorced. It says the Mishnah says Shemiyavo Aleha Baderech. Now other people say why Davka Tena B'Chachamim, so they can explain it to them and give them proper pre-warning. You're in the process of trying to go to the base Mishnah to clarify what just happened. You're not allowed to be with one another. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ba'ala Neman Aleha. The husband and wife can go on their own to Yerushalayim. They don't need any Talmidei Chachamim to go with them. What's the rationale there? Quote Rabbi Yehuda says, look, when they were married to one another and she was a nida, we trusted them. There was no need for witnesses to come and prevent them from violating the aveira of her husband having a relationship with his wife when she's a nida. So then kavul chomer in this case, where it's not an isur karet, it's not a prohibition punishable with karet, it's a much lighter prohibition, then you can certainly trust them. So the chachamim say, no, you've just proven our point. Meaning when it comes to nida, where the prohibition is so chamor, so strict, then clearly you can trust them. However, in this situation where the husband might think, look, it's not a big deal, specifically in this situation, we need the Talmid Chachamim, or these two people to go along with them to Yerushalayim to ensure that they're not with one another on the way. Those are the Mishnah today.